أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد إرم ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد. After taking the various qasams, and as explained, Allah Ta'ala does not have to take qasam, but it is a very important subject that is going to be discussed. So Allah Ta'ala took many qasams and then explained now for what the qasams are taken. The first one, Allah Ta'ala refers to the people of Aad. And Allah says, Tune na dekha kaisa kya tere Rab ne Aad ke saath. Have you not seen how your Rab, how Allah Ta'ala has dealt with the people of Aad? We read in the previous surah and throughout the Quran Sharif what the azab of Allah Ta'ala will be on the day of Qiyamah. But Allah reminds us here in this world already we can see, and from a historical perspective, what happened to these nations who did not obey the Rasul of the time, the Nabi of the time, who did not obey the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and how Allah had destroyed them. So it is to bring to our attention that Allah can destroy us also like that. We should take this. This is not just a historical lesson that it happened in the past, but it is to take the lesson from history that if you disobey Allah Ta'ala, then this can happen to you also in this dunya already. And the punishment of the akhirat will be much more severe. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from his disobedience. May give us the tawfiq of making tawbah and correcting our lives. So Allah Ta'ala refers to this particular nation, the people of Aad, who were the remnants and who were left after the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. The person Aad was one of those persons, and he settled in the southeast of Saudi Arabia, which is Yemen, in a place called Hadramaut and Ahqaf. There these people had settled, and then his children, who are the great grandfathers of this people, who is known as Iram. He was one of the old leaders of these people. And it is customary amongst the Arabs to call a certain group of people according to their forefather and according to their great-grandfathers. So Allah refers to the people of Aad, and they were the people of Iram, Zatil Imad, jo Iram mein the bare sutune wale, sutuno wale. And these people were in this place where they had built a lot of lofty mansions. They were extremely wealthy. This person, Aad, had two sons. One was Shadid and one was Shaddad. Shadid had died, and then Shaddad took over the reins, and he reigned so greatly in this world that he ruled over Egypt, parts of the Arabs, and other places as well. Extremely wealthy people, there was no limit to the wealth that they had. And because of this wealth, when normally it is that it is not used correctly, very exceptionally wealth is used correctly, but otherwise it is used mostly against the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. These people were built also very strong, big and mighty, and they had a lot of power, and they had built their palaces and build their places of their enjoyment and pleasure, so much that they went beyond the limits of enjoyment and pleasure and became worse than animals also. Very similar to us, that we have fallen as human beings today in homosexuality, in all other types of the most evil type of sins which animals also don't commit. That stage we also have reached already as mankind. So these people were also of that type, that because of their wealth, they had caused all, they fell into great luxury and then into great disobedience of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And he had built such a place also, which Allah Ta'ala says, Allati lam yukhlaq mithluha fil bilad. کہ بنی نہیں ویسے سارے شہروں میں. That such a place was not built anywhere in the world. Allah had given them such that they had such luxury and comfort. And this person Shaddad, he had built a, when he read and heard of how Jannat is from the big teachings of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, he built his own Jannat in this world also. He lived for a long time, for 900 years. And for 300 years he kept on building this Jannat of his in this world, which was made of gold and silver, etc. And the columns of the two places were made of emerald, of all the things as he read in the heavenly scriptures. And also he had made rivers to flow in there, and all different types of gardens he had prepared. When it was prepared after 300 years, he went with all his people now for the opening and to show them what he had prepared. But as he came close there, a very severe lightning struck from the skies. Allah's azab came and everything was destroyed. And when Allah Ta'ala sent his Nabi Hud alayhi salatu wasalam to remind his people, he made continuous effort upon them. But when a person is drunken by his wealth and his luxury and his comfort, and when he goes more beyond that into great sin and disobedience, then nothing makes sense to him. So they did not listen one bit to Hud alayhi salatu wasalam. He tried over and over, but they would pay no attention to his teachings. And finally, then Allah Ta'ala sent this azab upon these people, which came in the form of a cold, biting cold wind, and very, very strong wind. And it blew upon them, سَبْعَ لَيَالِيُمْ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ, 7 nights continuously and 8 days continuously. And after that, only the ruins were left behind. Nothing was left behind. All their comfort, all their luxury, all their enjoyment, all their sin which they used to engage in, nothing of that was left. They were not left behind. Everything was finished. So Allah Ta'ala warns us of this, that the disobedience of Allah only leads to destruction. Being obedient to Allah and following the commandments of Allah, only there is our construction and there we can live. Otherwise, we're in the disobedience of Allah, shaitan makes it look that immediately a person is enjoying. All the enjoyment we get, we just look at the immediate. But the wise person is who looks at the ultimate. That finally what will happen? These people were just that we are enjoying, we got money, we can do what we want to, and there's nobody to tell us. But the Nabi's teachings were to go against one's nafs. And that gives eventually great success. But we want to satisfy our nafs immediately, and that leads to eternal destruction. May Allah protect us all, and let us always see what are the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, what we should be doing, who we should be befriending, and who we should not be taking as friends. All this I very clearly explained in the Quran Sharif. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand and to follow correctly.